Hello and welcome to Juego, lesson 18.
The door is broken. The water doesn't work. I want another pillow.
Today, on lesson 18, let's study customer complaints.
お客さんの文句と不満のやり方を勉強していきましょう.
Alright, here we go. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Juego.com の English Podcast. So, if you're working in the hospitality or tourism industry, there are times where customers will have complaints. It's perfectly natural and normal.
観光関係の仕事で働いてるなら、お客さんの文句か不満あると思いますね。それ当然なことですけど、一番大事なことは、その文句を聞いて、あなたの体温ですね。どうやって反応する。
So, today, let's practice some ways we can listen and talk about customer complaints.
日本で、みんな、私もすぐ謝りますね。やっぱり後悔の気持ちを伝えたいね、お客さんに。I'm sorry, oh, すいません、申し訳ありません。Oh, I'm sorry, 大変迷惑かけて申し訳ありません。
There are lots of ways to apologize in Japanese. And it's very nice to give that feeling to foreigners when they come and visit. If there's something wrong,Let's try to fix it.
So, お客さんが文句が言いに来たら、まず謝りますよね。すいません。大変申し訳ありません。
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
は基本的な謝り方ですね。迷惑かけて申し訳ありません。
I'm sorry to have inconvenienced you. I'm sorry to have inconvenienced you.
もしかしたら、I 代わりに we でも使えるね。私たちから謝りますね。
We are sorry to have inconvenienced you.
もしお客さんが文句があったら、一番大事なことは聞くことですね。聞いてあげたら冷静にお客さんがスムーズに教えてくれてどうやって直すか考えてそれをお客さんに伝えましょう。そしてお客さんが文句言ってるところで日本でうんうんうんを言いますけど、英語で言うと、
Yes. Oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry. I see. Is that right? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
その英語を使ったら、お客さんがちょっと落ち着くと思いますね。ちゃんと聞いてあげてるところを確認できるお客さんが。そしてその文句を聞いて、確認した方がいいと思いますね。もし水が流れてなかったら、
Oh, I'm sorry. So, your water is not running? Is that right?
そしてあなた何をできる、直せるように。
Oh, I'm sorry. Your water's not running, right? Well, I can send someone up to take a look at it. I can send someone up to fix it. And I think the most important thing is to be courteous, be nice, and listen.
次は、簡単な英会話を聞きましょう。 聞いてほしいところは、このスキットの謝り方、あとホテルのスタッフが問題を確認します。確認してからその問題どうやって直すか、あとこのホテルのスタッフさんがずっと冷静と思いますね。お客さんが変な文句言っても。 So next, there will be a little English skit. I want you to listen to the way the hotel staff apologizes. The way the hotel staff, the way the hotel staff confirms or checks what the problem is. And also,Listen for the way the hotel staff gives an answer to the problem. And I think the hotel staff in this skit is very calm and courteous. Okay, so let's give a listen.
Reception, how may I help you? You have a complaint?I'm sorry to hear that. What seems to be the problem? There are only two pillows on your bed. Yes. Well, I can send you up another pillow if you'd like three. That's no problem. Why do we have such small towels? Our towels are standard size, miss. Sorry, I didn't catch your name. And what's your room number, Miss Wallace?No, I don't remember what room you're in, Miss Wallace, not off the top of my head, and the computer switched off. It's just quicker if you tell me what room you're in. However, I can always turn the computer back on. 23, thank you. I'll contact the laundry room immediately and have them bring you a larger towel and another pillow. Good night, Miss Wallace.
どうでしたか？問題は分かりましたか？
How was it? Did you pick up what the problem was? Yes. The customer was complaining about only two pillows.
枕2つだけがあって、文句言って3つ欲しかったらしい。でもスタッフさんがちゃんと冷静に聞いて、変な不満でも聞いてあげて、訂正にどうやって直すか教えましたね。
Okay, let's try another one. What do you think?
また聞きましょう。
Reception, how may I help you? Miss Wallace, the towel and the pillow are on their way. Oh dear.No clothes hangers in the wardrobe. Please accept my sincere apologies for the inconvenience. I'll fix this matter straight away. Yes, Miss Wallace, don't worry. I'll send you up some clothes hangers now. Have a good night.
また、ウォルスさんから電話が来ましたよね。
What was the problem this time?
問題、何かわかりましたか？
This time, she said, no clothes hangers in the wardrobe.
ハンガーですね。Clothes hangers. ハンガー。Wardrobe 言いましたけど、アメリカの英語で大体クローゼット。Closet. Closet って言いますね。
Oh dear, no hangers in the closet?
そして謝りましたすぐですね。
Please accept.My sincerest apologies.
結構、すごく、丁寧おもてなし英語ですね。レベル高い方ですね。
Please accept.
受けてください。
Please accept my sincerest apologies. Please accept my sincerest apologies.
そして、I will fix this straight away. この問題をすぐ直しますよ。
I will fix this straight away. アメリカで I will fix this right away って言ってますけど、あの先の人が I will fix this straight away。 でもいろんな言い方ありますよね。 I will fix this soon。 Yes. Okay. I will do it。 あのこのポッドキャストの英語だけ使っちゃいけないわけじゃないですよね。あのその気持ちとか伝えたら、その言葉の壁を越えたら、あのそれ一番いいですね。いろんな言い方がありますから、I will fix this straight away. I will fix this right away. I will fix this for you. Okay. I will help you. いろいろありますね。All right, what's next?
Reception, how may... Miss Wallace, what's the problem now? That's right. There isn't any milk in the minibar. There's never milk in the minibar. Well, if you'd like some milk, you can order it. We have room service.Certainly. Cold milk or warm milk? You'll have your hangers and your cold milk shortly.
また、ウォリスさんに電話が来ましたですよね。今回の問題は何でしたか?
What was the problem this time? Well, it seems like Miss Wallace didn't have any milk in her refrigerator.
冷蔵庫に牛乳入ってなさそうでしたね。
There was no milk in the refrigerator.
まあ、変な不満で、でもこのスタッフの人が冷静に答えて、その答えで、あの、お客さんの文句を確認しました。
Well, there's never any milk in the refrigerator.
すぐに、あの、その問題の直しを言いましたね。
Well, I can send you up some milk.
私のできること。
I can send you up some milk.
Okay. I hope that went okay. If you have any questions, please contact me at www.hoego.com. どうでしたか?大丈夫と思いますけど、もし質問があったら、hoego.com に行って、あのメール送ってすぐ返事します。
Okay, next. Question time.
もし外国人観光客がこれを言われたら、どうやって返事します?
Here we go. Five questions. Number one. Excuse me, I didn't order this.I didn't order this.
これを注文しませんでした。どうやって答えますか?
Next, number two. Excuse me, but I found lots of hair in the sink. There's lots of hair in the sink.
シンクに髪が髪の毛いっぱいあります。あの、可能性低いですけど、まあ、もしも。さあ、どうやって答えますか?
Number three. Excuse me, my TV doesn't work. My TV doesn't work.
私のテレビを壊れてます。どうやって返事しますか?
Next. Number four. Here we go. Number four is probably very popular recently.
4番は結構外国人結構言ってると思いますから。
Here we go. Number four. Excuse me, I can't connect to the Wi-Fi.
How do I connect to the Wi-Fi? I can't get a Wi-Fi signal. すいません。Wi-Fi とつながれないんですけど。どうやって答えますか?
I don't know. That's a hard one for me, too. But here we go. Number 5.
Excuse me. I don't want to sit here.
もしレストランでね。
I don't want to sit here. I don't like this table.
このテーブルは好きじゃないですから、ここ座りたくないです。どうやって答えますか?
Okay. So, 今日のポッドキャストは、お客さんの文句の返事の仕方ですね。世界中、日本のおもてなしとカスタマーサービスはすごく有名で、世界中の日本と思いますけど、たまにその言葉の壁が立ち上がっちゃうね。
So I hope with some practice and listening practice, you get comfortable with English so that you can show your wonderful, beautiful, touching customer service that this country has.To our guests from all over the world. Everyone, great job, and thank you for staying with us, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. See you next time. Bye.
Good job, everyone. もしコメントか質問があったら、hoego.com に行って書いてください。あそこにいる間、ワークシート僕のレッスンもありますよ。Good job! おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!